This shir is dedicated to Ilui Nishmos of Chaim Yisocho ben Yechiel Zeidldov. He should be a Meretz Yosef for his family, and we should all hear Besoidus Tovus. So sometimes we dedicate the shir to a sugi of Inyona Diyoma, and on other occasions we speak about the weekly parasha. Today we could do both, a combination of two different customs that we have determined. So we will be dealing with a sugya. At least the springboard for our discussion today will be in Yonah Svias Woyma, in Yonah Diyoma. And it is also this week's parsha. Parsha Zemoy, Rusvartam Lachem, Mimochras HaShabbos, Sheva Shabbos, Istamim, Istiyeno. But actually the topic we will be discussing is a very broad-based and general one. Sveika Darabonon Likul. So in Siman Tov, Pei Tet Siv Beis, we learn in the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch says, Hamadaktikim einam svurim ad sofrim ad tzeisa kechovem v'chein ra'ui la'asot. The source of this halacha is Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Nun Dalet, and the Rashba was somewhat of a compromise between two conflicting opinions. Toisus Menochas Samach Vav and Aleph. The Rosh Psochim, Perik Yud Siman Mem. The major Rishonim, they didn't write commentary on Kochim, so they didn't write anything in Menochas Samach Vav Samach Hei. That is the makor of the Sugi of Svias Voiva. So they prefer to write Dini HaSvir at the end of Masechet Psochim. Nothing is mentioned about Svias Voiva at the end of Masechet Psochim. But the basic logic was that after the first night of Pesach, after the Seder, second night we start Sfiras Avoyma. So what would be more natural than putting the halachas of Sfir at the end of Masechet Pesachim? So Tosfos, Menachas Samach Vav Amud Aleph, and the Rosh at the end of Masechet Pesachim both maintain that even lechatchila one could count Sfira bein Shmoshes. Banish Moshe is Sufik Yom Sufik Laila, but because Svias Voima Bismanaza is only a mitzvah de Rabbonon, then we say Sveike de Rabbonon Lekula, so a person could count Svira even with a brocha, Banish Moshe. On the other hand, the Ran, at the end of Masechet Psochem, has a different opinion, and he argues Sveike de Rabbonon Lekula is Bidieved, but Lechatchila, that rule does not apply. A person is obliged to try to be mekayim even mitzvahs derabbanan in a definitive manner and not take advantage lechatchila of the halacha sveike derabbanan lekula. So the Shulchan Aruch uses a very, very soft formulation. Hamedak dekemeinam sforim atzei sekechovem vechein ra'ui la'asot. Which seems to indicate that Me'ikar Adin, the Rashba agrees to Tosfos, one could rely on Sveika Darabonan Lekula, but it's not the right thing to do. I don't know whether we would define this as a Midas Chasidus or a Mitzvah and a Mufchar or Hidur Mitzvah. It's not the right thing to do, even though by basic halachic criteria, one could rely even Lechatchila on Sveika Darabonan Lekula. So we will be examining an additional 8 sources in which we find a similar principle. Tumtum eino mutzi acherim bitkiya shoifa. What is a tumtum? Well, his organs are in his body, not external, and therefore the doctors cannot determine whether he is male or female. And therefore he can be moitzi acherim in tkiya shoifa, because women are exempt from tkiya shoifa. It's a mitzvah sasesh as mankola. And this person might be female, and therefore he cannot be moitzi others in tkiya shoifa. In the Gemara we find this halacha only regarding tkiya shoifa, but in Shulchan Aruch we find it also in the context of Megillas Esther, Tofresh Peitet, Siv Gimel. And the source is at the Sefta in the first Perek of Masechet Megillah. Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mizrahi, in his Chidushim on the Smag, Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, asks an interesting and fascinating question. Obviously, Megillas Esther is a mitzvah de Rabbanan. It's Divrei Kabbalah. So, at another occasion, I dealt with the question, is Divrei Kabbalah de Uraisa de Rabbanan? But the Mizrahi feels that Megillas Esther is a mitzvah de Rabbanan. And this person is a Sufik Zoch, a Sufik Nekeva, so why wouldn't we say Sveike de Rabbanan Lekula? The Mizrahi seems to coincide with the Ran, even though he doesn't quote the Ran, which is interesting. The Mizrahi says, one cannot rely lachatchila on the rule of Sveika de Rabbana Lekula. It's a din of Bidiyeved, not lachatchila. Now let me note that many Gedolim, primarily Sephardi Gedolim, Rabbi David Pardo, Shalas Hachuvah Smichtam L'Dovet Orachayim Semen Yudizayin, Rabbi Yitzchak Bachar David, who lived 300 years ago, also one of the great Sephardi Gedolim, and his Sefer Divrei Emes Kuntres Des Ot Dalet, Lemudei Hashem, Lemud, I think it's Kuf Lamed Dalet, Kuf Pei Dalet, and quoting the Mutzal Ma'esh, they all feel there would be a difference between a mitzvah derabonan and an iser derabonan. Regarding mitzvahs derabonan, yes, it is reasonable that a person should not rely lechatchil on sveika derabonan lekola. He should perform the mitzvahs in their fullest and not rely lechatchil on a questionable mitzvah on sveika derabonan lekola. However, regarding isurim, but as we move forward, we will realize various sources in which we find the same principle, even though we're not dealing with a Suffolk mitzvah, but rather with a Suffolk Isser. Chuvas Maharit was one of the greatest Gedolim throughout the ages, living more than 450 years ago. In Chuvas Maharit Chelik Beisim and Beis, he deals with the Gemara Psochim Daf Mem. There was a little boat that drowned, and there were a few sacks of grain on that boat, and they were salvaged, pulled out of the water. Well, that is an Issa D'Rabbanan of Chometz. And Rava permitted, he gave a heter to sell that grain to a non-Jew. And the Gemara says, that's not reasonable. We should be choshish that maybe that non-Jew will sell grain to a Jewish customer, and we are machshel a Jew. So the Merit asks, we're dealing with Chometz D'Rabbanan, why wouldn't we say Sveika D'Rabbanan Lekula? Who says that he's going to sell his merchandise to a Jew? Why can't we rely, probably a non-Jew is going to buy this stuff? So if it's a Suffolk, why don't we say Sveika D'Rabbanan Lekula? And the Merit, in a very similar way to the Ran, source number one, Tzvias Awayimah, similar to the Mizrahi, source number two, Tumtum Be Mikra Megillah, the Merit, more or less the same argument. One cannot, Lachatchila, bring forth a situation in which we would say, Sveika, the Rabbanon, Lekula. So the Merit is dealing with prohibitions and not precepts, with Isurim and not mitzvahs. Simen Yud, Hilchas Tzitzis. We're dealing with a halacha of Hilchas Shabbos. Simen Yud, Siv Zayin. We're dealing with a talis, and there's a suffix whether it's chayv b'tzitzis. So the Mechaber says we have to be machmir on both accounts. On one hand, you cannot wear this garment without tzitzis. On the other hand, you cannot go out to the Rishus HaRabim while wearing this garment, because ayotze betalas she'enim mitzuyetzes kilchos achayiv chatas. So this beged, it's a suffix whether it's chayiv b'tzitzis. If it's not chayiv b'tzitzis, then the tzitzis would not be considered part of the beged. The Mogen Avraham comments in Siv Kut Yud Aleph, even in our times, the Ramo, as very well known, maintains that we don't have a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa b'zman hazeh. So would that be a Sfek HaDarabonon? Sfek whether the garment is chayiv b'tzitzis or not, and the entire Issa of Kamas is Darabonon. And the Mogen Avraham on his own comes up with the same argument. Sfek HaDarabonon Lekula is only b'dieved, not lechatchila. It's just interesting to note, the Mogen Avraham, the Marit, the Mizrahi, and none of them bring the previous sources. Everybody, as if, came up with this idea on his own. So the Mogen Avraham says, you cannot leave your house to the Karmelis, because lechatchila, one should not rely on Sveika D'Rabbanan Lekul. Which brings us to another question, still in Hilcha Shabbos. Reish Nun Beis. It is brought, the Gemara, Shabbos Yud Beis Amadalaf. Chayav Odom Lamashmish Bekisav, Erev Shabbos Imchashecha. You have to check your pockets, lest you have something in your pocket, and you will be Moitze Mishus Rishus. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Reish Nun Beis Yif Chof, deals with the question, Bisman said we only have a karmanis, there is no rishus lam d'oraisa, do you still have to check your pockets? Or maybe we would say, I don't know whether I have something in my pocket, so it's a sveikah d'rabbanan, sveikah d'rabbanan l'kula. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, you need to check your pockets. And he bases this ruling on the previously mentioned Mogen Avraham. One cannot rely on chatchan sveikah d'rabbanan l'kula, and therefore you need to check your pockets, and you cannot rely, maybe I don't have anything in my pocket. Interesting to note that the Mishnah Berurah and Sha'atzi and Sifchot Lametes brings the psak of Shulchan Aruch Rav, but he omits the reasoning. Actually, the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings two svaras. One, in accordance to the previously mentioned Mogen Avraham, we do not rely on lechatchila. Argument number two, we are never lenient with sveikis in a situation in which, without any effort and without any postponement, we could be vara this suffix. No, osaramitra, tamoitor. And therefore, all you have to do is put your hand into your pocket and check. So it is noteworthy. Sha'atzin Sifkun Lamates quotes the Halacha, but he only brings one of the two Ta'amim of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. And I think he omitted one Svora intentionally. Because in Siman Yud Sifkun Chav Zayim, the Mishnah Berurah paskens in accordance to the Chayodim and Elior Rabba, Kishitas Ha'oilas Tamid, and rejects the Mogen Avraham. So obviously, in Hilchas Tzitzit, Mogen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, even a chatchila, one could rely on sveikah d'rabbanan l'kula, and therefore he only brought the other svara of Shulchan Aruch Rav. He actually adds an additional svara. It is reasonable to assume that probably you have stuff in your pockets. Otherwise, why do the tailors make pockets if not to put things in? And therefore, that should not be considered a suffix hashok. This brings us to do different halachas in Hilchas Kriyat Shema. Kosav Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel Hilchas Kriyat Shema. A new bathroom, a new toilet that was never used. Afal Piken, one cannot recite the Shema, that toilet or bathroom. This is a boyer de leifshet and brochas daf chavav. So the Ravid asks, why shouldn't we say sveikah d'rabbanan l'kula? Definitely isn't more than is the rabbanon, because asmon elav milsa. That is what we learn in Sanhedrin daf memches. So if it's only an is the rabbanon, why wouldn't we say it's a sveikah d'rabbanan, because it's a boyer de leifshet? The Rambam in that same halacha writes an additional ruling. If there is a toilet, and then somebody points his finger and he says, I want this room to be like that room, like the toilet or the bathroom, the Rambam says, once your night, recite the Kushma in that room, avalim koro yotsu yedecha vose, because this is also a question that was not solved in a dorm dav zayin, a boyer de leifshet, em yesh yad lebeis hakisa. So the Beis Yosef in Siman Pei Gimel argues that the Rambam's svara, his ruling, is based on the assumption that we do not rely lachatchila on sveikah d'rabbanan l'kula. And therefore, if you already recited the Shemai was Yoitzim, but lechatchila loy yikra. The Ginnis Vlodim, living 300, more than 300 years ago, he was the chief rabbi in Egypt. In Kuntres Gan HaMelech, he writes that the Rambam is machmer oni mishum srach kedusha. We cannot learn from this Rambam that one should be harsh in every sveikah de rabbana lechule, only because we're dealing with a pasuk with a mitzvah v'hoyu machanecho kodesh. This rule would not apply across the board. However, the Bais Yosef's opinion is, as we just explained, the Rambam's ruling is based on the general assumption that Sveika Dermon al-Kul is only v'di'eved, not a lechatchila d'kezek. But that would be strange. How do we reconcile this with the Sif Meforshin Shulchan Aruch Simen Ayin Vav, Sif Zayin? Safek Mai Reglaim Mutar Lekro Kriya Shema, because it's a Sveika Derabbanon. And the Mechaber makes it very clear in this din that that is Halacha of Lechatchila. All the sources we brought up to this point are in Shulchan Aruch Haim and related topics. We will have a brief look at Yoredeya. The Gemara in Chulin Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, complicated sugya. Don't want to get you involved in complications, but the Gemara deals with the Yisra of Dam and the ways to prevent the Yisra of Dam. So the Gemara says, we are totally confident that all the blood is out and burned. The Gemara says, maybe the lower level was the blood was out and was destroyed, but on the upper level there still might be an Yisra of Dam. So that Ashpa writes, like that one, we are matir the kalim. However, the Gemara makes it very clear, we're not matir the basar. As the Gemara asks, Dilma tatoa mutilo loy muto. Why not? Because we do not rely on this principle, lachatchila oni b'di'evet. But that would lachayra be a contradiction. The shit of the Rashba. Regarding Yisadam, you cannot rely on Sveik the Bon Lakota, so why could you rely on the Gabi Sviz Oima? The Evrei Torah Shirim Mokom Echot, Vashirim Tvei, Bemakom Acher. The very well known halachic work of the Rashba is a Veheta, other related sugyas is the Torah Sabayas. The last mentor is a bias. Bias Gimel, Shah Gimel, in Mishmeres HaBayis. This is a fascinating work. The Rashba wrote a sefer, Torah HaBayis. So this was the building that the Rashba wrote. Along comes the Ra'al, and he says, well, I want to check out this house, how strong it is, and he writes many asogas, which he calls Bedek HaBayis. Bedek HaBayis in Hebrew is, you know, just examining and testing one's safety of one's home. The Rashba rejected all the kashas of the Ra'o, and his second sefer is called Mishmeres HaBayis. So that is the interesting evolution of the sefer, from the Rosh to the Tur to the Bais Yosef. So the Rashba, Torah HaBayis, the fine Ches Omad Aleph, gives a different approach, a different reasoning why it's a pshitas by the Gemara that if it's a suffix, then we should stay away. the Rashba claims, because dam shebishloi true. It's only the Rabbanon. So if we have a suffix whether there is dam, and it's dam shebishloi, we should say svek the Rabbanon kula. So in the Chiddush Rashba says we do not rely on svek the Rabbanon kula lechatchila. By Mishmeres Abayis, he has a different explanation. He says because it's an Isdrabon, Shiyesh lo Ika Menatoira, Isveika Lachumer. But this wouldn't help us much understanding the opinion of the Rashba, because Svisoim is also a Drabon, Shiyesh lo Ika Menatoira. This man should be Samigdosh Kayim, Svisoim is the Urais. I could offer two different approaches. One would be, there are different types and different criteria of Yesh lo Ika Menatoira. In many sources, Yesh lo Ika Menatoira means, for instance, Tumis Bizman Azed Rabbonon, Ika Menatoira, because Bizman Abayis is Menatoira. So Tosfos, twice a night of Lamed Beis, and Adar of Lamed Zayin and Beis, Legabi different Alochas. Tosfos says, yes. Mitzvahs are tluyas boards, even those that bezman hazeh derabbanan yesh lehem ikar min ha-Torah. There is a different definition, and that is Tosfos Chaf Beis Omed Aleph Masechet Avodah Zarah. A gezeira ota diuraisa says yesh lehem min ha-Torah. So maybe the Rashba's feeling is dam shebishlo is a gzeira ota diuraisa, that is ikar min ha-Torah v'sveik ha-Lachmeh ma'ashi enkein. In a way, it would be considered ikra menatoira, like Tumas and Maisis, but nevertheless, two different concepts of ikra menatoira, and there is no necessity in saying that, The other approach would be maybe Svias Woymer would be different, because the Gemara describes Svias Woymer as Zechel HaMikdosh, and many Rishonim maintain. And a Zechel HaMikdosh, you don't say a Brocha. It is more lenient than other Isurim that are born. So that are the two ways to explain that Rashba shouldn't be a Stira between his opinion regarding Svias Woy Mechel HaKarav Semekuf Nun Daled and his opinion regarding Sufek Bidam. I mentioned before that some of the Gedolim feel regarding Mecholos Asuros, one could rely lechatchila on Sveik HaDerabonon Kula. So that is obviously the opinion of the pillars of Halach. As we find in Shulchan Aruch Yoredei Pei Gimel Siv Hei, Tzir Dogim Tameim is only some of the Bonon. So if in the same dish we found Dogim Tameim and Dogim Tameim, we don't have to be choishish, maybe they were salted together, because it's a suffix and Sveik HaDerabonon Kula, so the Mechabes make a lechatchila by suffix is a lechatchila, and that is clear in the Ramo, Semekuf Yud Dalet, Sif Yud, and the Shach in Kuf Yud Bey, Sif Kotn Chof. Coming back to our original discussion, what is a machlokes? What is the point of conflict or dissent? How would we define the two opinions, whether one could lechatchila rely on Sveik HaDerabonon Kula? Many different approaches. Shuvas Manam Shik, Reish Tisvav, Prima Godim, Kuf Yud, Siv Seida, Siv Kotn, Samach Vav, Siv Zayin. Maintain that the reasoning one cannot rely on Lechatchila, and Sveik HaDerabonon Kula is similar to Eim Avatan is Lechatchila. I do not find that very reasonable. Eim Avatan is Lechatchila is an Is Darabonon. There's only one opinion that have it, that it's Menatoira. And I think the basic logic is, Bebitl Barov, Iso Nehefach Liot Heto. So you are actually consuming something that is prohibited. That would be an Issa D'Rabbanan. It is different. Medina had clear, if Chazal say, Issa D'Rabbanan L'Kul. There are many ways to explain this machlokes, but I think the most reasonable one would be the simplest one. Shayrish Hasafik. How do we define Sfeika D'Rabbanan L'Kul? Is it because Chazal were metaken? Our mitzvahs and our asirim is only in their definitive form. If there's a suffix, there's no isur. If there's a suffix, you are yaitzah, the mitzvah. If that is our understanding of the concept, Sfeika D'Rabbanan L'Kul, doesn't make sense to say that Lachatchila wants to ask to be machmer. Machmer on what? There's no isa. However, if we say Chachom didn't explicitly be moitzi sveikas meisura, Chachomim spoke in very general and broad terms, just like the Torah, and therefore sveikas D'Rabbanan L'Kul should be understood. Sveikas D'Uraisa, because Dinei Torah chamurim, one should be machmir b'sveikas. Sveikas D'Rabbanan is muta because Chachomim never really, the opinions that say lechatchila we cannot rely on Sveikas D'Rabbanan L'Kul, it is because they maintain it's not Chachomim explicitly took sveikas out of the realm of their takonis, but rather divrei Torah chamurim v'sveikam lahachmir, divrei chachomim kalim v'sveikam lahachmir. So we have dealt today with one of the most basic sugyas in Isabahanta, a very complicated sugya, sveika D'Rabbanan L'Kul. We started off today's shiur with Sfiya Suwaima. So let me just give a brief overview of Minig Chassidim B'Sfiras Uwayma. I think Sfiras Uwayma is one of the very few days in which there is a very clear distinction and symbolism. Chassidim are very different than Misnagdim regarding the mitzvah of Sfiras Uwayma. I knew a great Chassidish Rebbe in America that once met a Rosh Hashiva, Talmud of Rabbi Yeruchim, the great Mashgiach of Mia, and he approached that Talmud and said, could you tell me about, you know, how was Rabbi Yeruchim on Lag BaOmer? What did he do? What were his menogim? And that Rosh Hashiva told the Rebbe, well, what did Rabbi Yeruchim do on Lag BaOmer? So he said, on Lag BaOmer, he counted Hayom Shlosha V'Shloshim Yomim BaOmer. Nothing more than that. So the Rebbe was taken aback. Well, you know, different menhagim. Eilu v'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim. But generally, it's not only a question of Lag BaOmer. You know, Chassidim say L'Shem Yichud before Sfiras Uwayma, and, you know, Tzvilas Ben Chunin Ben Akona after Sfiras Uwayma, and then they say Rabbi Yishol Oilam. So of a Chosid Davins and a Litvish Aminian, he has quite a dilemma. He didn't even reach Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and they already are saying Kaddish after Olenu. So what is this tefillah all about? According to Kabbalah, 7 weeks of Sfiras Uwayma are connected to Sheva Sfiras. Chesed Gevurah Teferes Netzach Hod Yisod Malchus. 7 days of Sukkos are coinciding with the same Sfiras. Because the 7 Ushpizin, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Keneged Chesed Gevurah Teferes, Netzach Hod Yisod is Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, Tzadik Yisod Olam, and Yosef was Yosef and Tzadik. David Melech Hesul is Malchus. What would be more natural than that? What are these Sheva Sfiras? They're actually part of the broader pattern of Esa Sfiras, mentioned in Medrash Rabbah Parshas Nasai, and that is the first paragraph in Sefer Yetzirah. Nobody really knows what these spheres are. Is that Maloshen Mispar, a number, Sipur, a tale, maybe Sapir, which is a gem? Different interpretations, different approaches, different understandings. However, we usually speak about Sheva spheres, because the top three, Keser, Chochma, Bina, belong to Atzilus, and we cannot reach it. We cannot affect Atzilus. So from our point of view, what is relevant is only Sheva spheres. What are these spheres? Once again, nobody really knows, but they are Darki HaShefa, Tzinorot HaShefa Mele'ela Letath. And with these spheres, of course, Baruch created the world, and he keeps it going. The most general mushel would be something like the blood vessel system in the human body. So the heart feeds oxygenated blood to a major artery, from there to secondary arteries and capillaries and tiny little blood vessels, feeding livelihood, life, and oxygen to every organ, to every limb. So the esospheres are Tzinorot Shefa, by which a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Machai Olamoi, Manag Olamoi. That was the understanding till the Baal Shem Tov came along. And as in many other fields of Kabbalah, the Baal Shem Tov's interpretation is turning abstract ideas into very tangible and practical ones of Avodas Elokim. So after the Baal Shem Tov, everybody thought that the spheres are a one-way street. The Baal Shem Tov came along and he changed the rules of transportation, and he said these 10 spheres are two-way streets. It is all not only Tzinarot for Shefa Eloki from up to down. These are also Darkei Avodah B'Nefesh HaAdam, because within us, in our hearts and our minds, we have Chesed Gevurah Tiferes, we have Netzach Hod Yisoid and Malchus. In a very broad way, I would say we have to serve a Kodesh Baruch with Midas Chesed, with Rachme, sometimes with Gevurah, the Mid of Yitzchak, Pachad Yitzchak. Usually the synthesis between the two is the right path to take. And that is Yankov Teferis, which is a combination and a compromise between Chesed and Gevurah. We have to serve a Kodesh Baruch with Netzach, which is Moshe Rabbeinu Torah, with Had, which is the beauty and the glory of Kahuna. Yesod is the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik, which is Kedusha, Kedusha Seinaim, Kedusha Sabris. And Malchus is quite obvious, Kabbalah Sar Malchus Shamayim. These are Darkei Avodah. And when we serve a Kodesh Baruch with these very tools, we cause Shefa Meletata La'ela, and the Sarusa de Letata inspire us and activates the Sarusa de La'ela and Yeridas Shefa Eloki Mele'ela Letata. So according to the Mekobolim and Gedol HaChassidim, that is what we say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We should be Zoicha L'Tak and Masha Pagamno in the various spheres. So this is a short discussion about the essence of Sviyas Uwaima from the point of view of Balei Kabbalah and the Baal Shem Tov and his great disciples. What is clear to everyone is that these days are days of preparation to Kabbalah Satoira. And the 49 days have different interpretations. Sheva Sefiras on one hand, Mem Chesvom Shatoira Nekneis Behem Eidach. Everybody would agree that these are Yemei Avoida and Yemei Tshuva. V'yehi Ratzon Sheyeh Chalkeinu Imahem. Let's take advantage of Yemei HaSvira to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should only hear Simcha and Nachas, and we should be Zoche B'Korav, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Bias Moshiach Tzidkenu, B'Meiru V'Yomeinu, Amen.